Good afternoon, brethren. Today I'd like to do something a little bit different. I want to show you a piece of metal that I have in my hand. And I want to show you two little things that's set on top of it. These are the rivets that go into the wing of an airplane. And while you're flying to the feast or wherever you're flying, these things will keep you safe. And I want to show you how and why that happens that way. I work on machines at Boeing called GEMCORP. Sorry. They are huge machines that rivet the wing panels to the stringers. And in that, this represents something like that that we test. There's a top panel that goes to the wing and 22 stringers that go the length of the wing. And if you turn it over, it's different, but it's a similar way. These machines are 20 feet square. They're 20 feet high. They weigh 50 tons. They have the power. If I hooked onto something of the guardrail or the stairs that I go up to, I could rip it right off. And yet, they are so precise that I have a camera on the machine that I can look at this rivet. And this rivet, the camera will move this machine to within one thou of the center and drill it out and put a bigger one in, if that's what I want. It's very intimidating. I don't run the machine as much as I do the measuring for all of this, but I have been learning. And I had just learned one week when my partner decided to go to Switzerland for 2 weeks on vacation. And they said, it's all yours. So the Monday morning that I started, I went down to the machine and got all of my measuring equipment out. And I sat there and I looked up at it. And my partner was not there. But I do have another partner. And I said, God, this thing is pretty intimidating to me right now. I'm going to need all the help that I can get from you to make this machine do what it has to do. So I got up, walked around, and walked up. I have to go up 10 steps to get to the top of this thing, in which there's two main computers. And then those two computers run the computer where we do our work. And I have a wand that I have in my hand that I move the machine, and so I moved it X, and I moved it Y, and I moved it up and down, and I'm beginning to get a little more, feeling better about it. And so I got going and started, and God answered my prayers. He got me into this thing, he got the program going, and helped me with it. And about the second or third day, I was riveting. We have this thing here that we put the rivets in, and we have to crush these rivets at a certain percentage of pounds. And I did the first rivet, and it came over to shave the top, and it stopped. And I didn't know what to do, and I did the second and third and did the same thing. And I said, well, I guess I better get maintenance out here to help me. And then I thought, you know, it's probably something really simple, and I'll make a fool of myself. So I said, God, I could really use your help real quick. So I looked down, and this computer screen is about as big as this desk. And I looked it over, and I looked at all the things I was supposed to look at, and I looked at the pressure on the rivet. And I had just changed it. And it was supposed to be 38,000 pounds, and it was 3,800 pounds. And I said, thank you, God. So I went back to the other computer, changed the thing, and went on my way. And this is what happens when you have a relationship with God. I have these partners that I work with. Mike is the guy on the 47 GEMCORPs, and Dave is the one on the 777 GEMCORPs. And I pray a lot. I pray when I'm going into work. And what I wanted to say about that is how does God fit into my work? is because of this. You see, every morning, God tells me through this what I can do and what I can't do. And as long as I do what he says I can do, things are going to work out fine. And the more involved I get in doing that, it's amazing. I wished I had Mr. Luker's sermon time too, because I could tell you stories that would just go on and on. But in the morning, I have to go through a tunnel to get into the building. And while I'm in that tunnel, I'm asking God for help, for safety, for guidance, for wisdom, and thanking him for the job that I have. We have had a problem on a GEMCORE for the 747. We have 6 months behind schedule, and we can't get this machine to work the way we can put it into production. And the main reason is that on the new 747-8, we're using a new rivet, which is 7/16, and we can't get it to work. Now, it's not my project, but it's my teammate's project. And so the other day, I got to thinking, you know, I pray to help me, why don't I pray for my teammates? So I asked God to please give us a solution to this problem, because we got to get going. 2 days later, the guys came up with a solution. And I know that it was God's hand in the whole thing, that's why we're going to be able now to move on with this machine. I mean, it's amazing. It's just amazing. If we walk and talk and listen to God every day, every moment, I'd like to put something else out there. You know, we talked to the kids about the zone. Let's put God in the zone, 24/7, all the time. When you're down, when your attitude is such, ask God quickly to take care of it. Another example, the other day, my lead man in all of this, he really feels dejected because he's the lead and we're not solving his problem. So we decided to have a little meeting, and I told him, I said, Mark, I said, perk up. I said, remember this. What we're doing is what Boeing is paying us for. We are supposed to take these solutions, not solutions, these problems, and get solutions out of them. That's what we're here for. So the mistakes we make, we learn from. We don't have to do those all over again. And the same with us. Those of us who go out there and make mistakes, it's good. Because see, you don't make that same mistake, hopefully, the second time. We move on. And you know what he told me? He said, Gary, thank you. He said, I realize that I get so tied up in this that I forget. And my attitude goes down. And he said, the next time you see me with an attitude like that, you come back and talk to me again and ask me that. This is God's working, not mine. God is out there and he's helping each one of us. I'd like to use another example of how do we fit into this? You know, when God told Satan, see my servant down there, Job? What would you think if God, sitting beside his son, Jesus Christ, and looked over there, and he said, son, see my sister, or not my sister, see my daughter down there, Margot? She's a keeper. Use her. She's yours. Use her to be an example to others. I don't know how many times I've come in this building, and Margot comes in, and she's always smiling. Always. Are we that way? Can we be that way? Yes. You know, I've seen times when Margot will smile, and I can see the pain behind it. But she's the example, and God is using her to help us to understand what it's like to be happy, to use God in every way that we can. One other thing, when we just came back from the feast, you know, we said we had to go out into the world. I would like to, if I can use the word proposition, all of you, when you walk out that door today, that you be reminded by what I'm saying, that that world is ours. We come back from the feast and we say, oh, we got to go out into the world again. God gave us the kingdom. The only problem is we're still physical. But that world out there is ours. So we can go out there and be the example, preach the gospel by the example, and let people out there see that we are different. You know, I thought about, it would be kind of nice. Toyota just came out with a new, it's called an iReal vehicle. I don't know if any of you have seen it. It's a wheelchair. It has fenders and it has a back wheel and you set up high on it. I don't know, it probably costs $10,000. But it is cool. I mean, it is futuristic. What if each one of us walked out that door in the bubble that God has put around us? And they could see it. Well, they can. By the smile that we put on our faces. By the love that we give. So let's go out there and preach the gospel by example with a smile.